Milo in the morning. On 102.4 Wish FM.
We did a thing yesterday. I mean, can you remember one of the trends last night was today's kids will never know?
Yes.
And one of the things I thought of was like books, looking in a book to find something out. That's something that'll never happen again. So it's just a very quick clip from, you can watch this. If you Google teens react to encyclopedias, here's a very quick clip for you.
Oh, golly.
Books. More books.
I don't gotta read all these, do I? Can I look at them? Yep, boring already.
Ancient areas of our library. They have dusty books that look exactly like this.
It's the internet and books.
It was Google way back in the day. It was the worst of times.
It wasn't.
Oh, my brilliant. God, there's books. I'd never seen a book before. I just type in the Google, what am I going to eat for lunch today? Because I don't know anything.
That wouldn't be an encyclopedia, though, would it?
Might be.
I used to love encyclopedia. There was nothing better than getting a ticket.
I remember I once copied a full entry of an encyclopedia for my homework.
Did you get a good mark?
They didn't suggest that I had copied it.
Brilliant. If you are off on holiday in the next few weeks, how are you with your packing? Well, the Mail Online have put a nice little package together here, pardon the pun, with some top tips on packing. Basically, they've got one of their experts to show you how you can pack a week's worth of clothes into a carry-on piece of luggage.
Wow.
Which is kind of pointless, because you can take a proper big suitcase on a plane these days, I've found. You don't need to take it, just a little carry-on, do you?
Yeah, it costs money, though, doesn't it?
So, yeah, 80 items in one carry-on case. It's ridiculous. How are you with your packing? Are you a good packer?
I'm not allowed to do the packing.
You're not?
No. That gets done about 2 months in advance my other half.
I think Donna would quite happily hand all the packing duties over to me. I just conveniently find other things to be doing while there's packing to be done. However, one thing to note, ladies of the world, according to this lady who's put together this Mail Online piece this morning, how many pairs of shoes do you think you need to take?
I take flip-flops and one pair of shoes.
Correct,
that I wear.
That's what I take as well, but she's given you a maximum of three.
Three
that's
pairs of shoes?
Three pairs
wow.
of shoes. Three, one, two, three. Just in case you're about to do your packing now, that's all you need. You don't need one for each day, or indeed eight with a spare left over. You don't need that. You just need three pairs of shoes. I need to catch up with these guys who are raising money at the moment around the country on the Lawn Way Round. What's it all about? If you've been listening over the last couple of days, you'll know. But let's check in with one of the guys that's actually doing it. Tony. Morning, Tony.
Morning, Chris.
Morning, Tony. This is Tony Dwight. You are from Aspel, did you say? Is that where you
are? That's right, yes. Yeah. The People's Republic of Aspel, yeah.
Okay, so that is the link with this. So just to explain, you are going around the country 6,500 miles in 7 days on lawnmowers. Where are you right now?
Right now, to my left, I am looking up at the bright blue transporter bridge in Middlesbrough.
Really? What's your weather? It always comes across as being cloudy and miserable in Middlesbrough. What's it like there this morning?
Actually, the sun is shining, and the sun always shines on the righteous, as I say, so we're happy with that.
Brilliant. OK. So just describe what you look like when you're on board. You're on these powered lawnmowers. What do you look like? What are you kitted out in when you're heading around?
Basically, we're wearing Formula One-style race suits. With crash helmets and high-vis jackets.
Formula One gear, so presumably what you're doing, 100-odd miles an hour on these lawnmowers, how fast are you going?
Well, I'd like to say we were, but realistically we were cruising about 45, but we'll keep up to ourselves.
So this is day, what are you on today? Day four, is it? Day four, day five? Day five today, isn't it? Day five, so which...
Day five, yeah, it is day five, yeah.
You're heading down the East Coast, which bit is hurting most?
I don't think I could isolate a specific bit. I'd just say everything at the minute.
How long are you on board for? How long do you ride and then get a break? How long do you do?
We're generally doing about 2 hour stints, and then we're stopping for a quick splash of fuel, 5 minute stop, and then cracking on again, just because the amount of distance we've got to travel in a day.
I was just thinking, do you do like Formula One style pit stops? Are they changing tyres and stuff and things like that for you? Taking wings off, putting wings on?
I'm doing a set of tyres a day at the minute. So yeah, the guys, we've got two guys in the support van, and they fly out with a rattle gun, buzz the wheel nuts off, change the tyres, give me a splash of fuel and send me on my way again.
Brilliant. But what, have you actually cut any grass yet?
No, we just tore it up a bit, to be honest.
Really? Well, fair enough. So what kind of reaction are you getting as you're heading around?
No, positive. We're getting a lot of people, especially the motorbike community, they're all loving us, waving us along. And every time we go through, people are obviously getting some funny looks, but... everyone's waving and seem pleased to see us.
Brilliant. And there's a serious side to it. You're raising money. Tell us who you're raising money for, Tony.
We are raising money for Crohn's and Colitis UK.
And I've just been looking on your Just Giving page. So Just Giving, if you go on, if you just Google Just Giving Lawn Way Round, OK? Lawn Way Round, and you'll be able to find the guys. And you're also on Facebook and Twitter as well, which we've been given a mention for you. So where's your destination today? You're in Middlesbrough right now. Where are you heading to today?
We're heading, hopefully, off down to Sleaford tonight. I say hopefully. We had a bit of an incident the other day. One of the guys ended upside down under his mower on a dual carriageway when his back axle snapped.
Oh.
So, yeah. He's got a bit of gravel rush on his mower, but he's up and running again.
Oh, that's OK. Phew, I thought it was going to be some kind of serious story there coming out. blood and gore on breakfast doesn't work. And you are then... So when do you finish and where do you finish? Just tell us quickly.
We're going to finish in Tenbury Wells, which is in Worcestershire,
lovely,
on Friday night.
OK, and then it'll be a trip to the pub? Is that the plan?
I think it'll probably just go straight to bed, to be honest. We're getting about 4 hours sleep a night, so, yeah.
Get a decent night's rest.
Sleep is what's needed.
If you're on the school run today and your kids finish on Friday, look at this, you're almost there. You've almost made it, and then you've got them for a whole 6 weeks. Can you imagine the fun? Also, this morning, big moment overnight. I don't know if you've seen this. Big moment overnight where NASA's New Horizons spacecraft finally made contact with Pluto after a 9.5-year journey. We were talking about this on the show yesterday. Here's the moment they heard back from Pluto. Have a listen.
OK, copy that. We're in lock with telemetry with the spacecraft.
There we go. Apparently Mickey Mouse is delighted that they found Pluto. That's very good.
Morning, Chris.
Morning, Liz. Now, tell us, you are a teacher, Year 5 teacher, where?
St Wilfrid's Primary Academy in Sandy.
Ooh, get you. What do the kids call you? Are you Miss? Who are you known as at school?
I'm Mrs. Leather Barrow in school.
All the teachers now will be going, all the kids will be going, oh, I know her name's Liz. It was all so exciting when you knew the first name of your teacher at school for some reason. I don't know what it was. There was something about it.
I think they know it anyway. I think they've got a little list going.
Have they? OK, they know you inside out. So you finish on Friday, so next 2 or 3 days, what's the plan in your Year 5 classroom, Liz? What are you going to be up to?
We're just busy finishing our topics and tidying up and meeting the new teachers for next year.
Sorry.
So very busy.
Did you say you're tidying up?
Yes, tidying everything up.
I'm sorry, hang on a second. I must tell you, as a parent, you're supposed to keep on top of things like that. And if it was your bedroom, you'd be in trouble because you're supposed to keep your bedroom tidy every day. Do you understand that now?
I do, definitely. As a parent, though, you would like to see all the work you've been doing all year to come home, so we've got to get it all organised for you.
You got out of that one well, Liz. Well done. All right, so we have a couple of tickets to give away for Wigan Empire Cinemas here. If you want to win them, I need you to work out what our little lyric is this morning. Down at Lee Central Primary School, here's our lyric this morning.
Hi, my name's Adam, and this is my lyric. Woke up and I bumped my head. Stubbed my toe on the edge of the bed. Opened the fridge and the food all gone.
OK, what's the song? Who sings it, Liz?
OK, this is sung by Lunch Money Lewis, and it's I Got Bills.
You sound so down with the kids, Liz. Did you know that, or did somebody tell you?
Somebody told me.
who gave you the answer?
My 9-year-old son told me.
OK, let's see if you're right. Yeah, there you go, you're right, it is Lunch Money Lewis. Is your lad there? What's he called?
Daniel.
Hello, Daniel. Well done, mate. So, he dug you out of a hole there, Liz. So, well done. All right. So, well done. We've got you a couple of tickets for the movies, and I'm sure Daniel will be going. So, that's all right, isn't
he
it?
He will.
Anyone else you want to say hi to while you're on the show with us this morning?
We'll say hello to my husband, Sean.
Yes.
And Daniel's little brother, Tom.
Brilliant.
And everybody at school, if anyone's listening. Hello, everyone.
Fabulous. Have a great summer holiday, Mrs. Leatherbarrow. Thanks for
coming
on the show. Bye.
Bye, Chris. Bye.
Been listening to Sean Wayne this morning talking about the wing battle between Josh Charnley and Don Manfredi. And I don't know about you, but it reminded me of something.
I like Josh Charnley a lot, and I like Don Manfredi a lot.
But which is better?
There's only one way to find out.
Who'd win?
Imagine that.
Who'd win?
I don't know, actually.
We'd like to see that. Bring that on. Sean, you've set it up now. You've set up the challenge. That's how you could decide.
Would they have to do it in big sumo suits?
With big wigs. Oh, yeah. No, Josh wouldn't need the wig, would he?